Peace, peace, peace. I am Philip Roundtree. You are tuned into episode 20 of hashtag You Good Man. So I'm excited because this is the first podcast in 4 months. It also happens to coincide with the new year, 2019. And so I'm just like everybody else. I'm motivated to achieve my goals, right? But I first had to reflect on 2018. I think reflecting on where we've been and what we've accomplished and things that we didn't accomplish with regards to wellness is important in understanding and setting our goals. And so what I recommend is doing a simple exercise. Write a 2018 on a piece of paper, fold it in half. On one side, identify the healthy things that you've learned about yourself. This could be anything. You know what? I'm a great friend. I'm a great father. I've worked to achieve my business goals. And then conversely, on the other side, write about the unhealthy things that you've learned about yourself, right? So for me, the unhealthy is that I learned that I continue to overanalyze situations. Sometimes I just need to go at the spur of the moment and think about it afterwards. It's not be as critical and overanalytical as I can be. And so me making this list about unhealthy things, I can then take this and help this and impart this as I identify my goals for the new year, which is 2019. You could do this for your job. You can do this for your relationships with others, but it's a good exercise. Sometimes you need to see how dope you are, right? Or sometimes you need to see, okay, you know what? I need to improve in certain areas. So that's definitely something that you can do. Now, when we go and we talk about goal setting in 2019, we want to talk about realistic goal setting, right? Realistic goal setting. Like, I've had conversations, I've seen vision boards, because, you know, vision boards are really big around this time of year, and they're very noble because people are identifying, you know what, I want to make this change about self. And anytime change is to happen, it has to first start with the thought. So kudos to the people who have that idea and recognize that, you know what, I want to improve upon self because I want to go from living to thriving. But we want to make sure that our goals are realistic. We want to make sure that our goals are attainable. For example, I can say I want to make $10 million this year, because trust me, I really do. That might be more realistic for Diddy and Will Smith as opposed to Phil Roundtree, right? That doesn't mean I should not think about that goal, but what it means is I need to scale it down some so I can have something that's more achievable, more attainable. And then I could just readjust the goal as I go forward. So let's say for the month, I want to make quarter $500, right? That's my goal. That's what I want to work towards. Then if I hit that goal of 500 at the end of the month, then I can say, you know what? Well, my goal is to make another 500 or to make 1,000, right? And what that does is that creates a pattern of success, of goal success. Because if I just set the $10 million and I'm working toward $10 million and I don't get there, disappointment's going to set in. I'm going to be less inclined to work towards this goal if I know that I'm not on pace to match it. So that's why it's important to set realistic goals. It's just like in fitness, where if somebody wants to say, you know what, I want to lose 100 pounds. Yes, 100 pounds can be realistic by the end of the year. However, if you're not exercising, if you're not eating healthy, if you're not cutting back on your calories, and you have this goal, then maybe the goal needs to be scaled down a bit, right? Maybe the goal should be, you know what, I want to lose 2 pounds by the end of the month. You can still have your overarching goal. You can still have your overarching goal. That's not saying neglect that goal, but what it's saying is, you know what, maybe 7 to 8 pounds by the end of the month should be where I first start. And then if we break that down more into further objectives, we're talking about, you know, maybe I need to go food shopping. Maybe I need to cook my food. Maybe I need to get a gym membership. Maybe I need to start running or start exercising. And so have these daily tangible actions and objectives and short-term goals that'll help you progress to your long-term goals. Another thing, I don't recommend identifying more than 2 goals. Because what'll happen is it's like the jack of all trades, master of none. So if you have 10 goals, it's difficult to work concurrently towards 10 goals. However, if you have two important goals that you deem as important, those should be the ones, because you're more likely to reach success with one or two goals, maximum three maybe, as opposed to 10, 11, and 15 goals. It's not to say take them off the list, but as you achieve, you want to have, the most achievable goals set first, so then you can start knocking those off. So then it's after 3 months, you can say, you know what, I've achieved these two goals in a quicker time, or the end of 6 months, I've achieved these goals in a quicker time, so let me adjust that now, and where I can add more goals in and newer goals. So we're talking about realistic goal setting. Finding an accountability partner is key. Finding someone trustworthy, someone with whom you can be honest with, and vice versa. Accountability is major. Collaboration is major. If you can find somebody that you can work with to help you work towards your goals, the odds are, statistics show, you'll be that much more in your favor. I know it's difficult when we have personal and intimate goals to have an accountability partner, but those are the ones in particular where we want to have somebody, because the personal goals are the ones that we're quick to do away with because of the personal nature of the goal. And so sometimes you need to call that accountability partner in the tough times and say, listen, I'm having difficulty. I want to give up on this goal. I don't feel like I'm working towards it. And hopefully they can offer some type of encouragement to help propel you forward. And so again, the more complex the goal, the more you have to break it down. And so when we're talking about those personal goals and having an accountability partner, if your goal is, you know, is a emotional awareness, to improve emotional awareness, to be able to have conversations with another, that's working towards that goal. And so you can have an accountability partner that can help you with that. Listen, visual reminders. Visual reminders are helpful. They are important. That's why I like vision boards, because the more you see it, the more it'll be on the mind. Sometimes we set goals in our mind and they're gone the next day. They might be going that same hour. So if you can have a board, if you can have a piece of paper, if you can have post-its like she had on Being Mary Jane for those who watch, that can be helpful in seeing it, because that'll help you be that much more intentional as you work to working towards your goals. Listen, we paying $1,000 for our phones. Our phones have daily reminders. They have apps that'll remind you about what your goal is. So definitely do your due diligence so you can have something that can remind you. Because again, we're talking about, we want to achieve these goals. We just don't want to set them, but we want to attain them as well. And lastly, we just want to shift our perspective. We need to shift our perspective on our goals, on ourselves. If you set the same goal that you set last year and you're setting it this year, and you're thinking about all the reasons why it went wrong, listen, reflecting is okay, right? But if you're continuing to bring that energy in, listen, I had this goal last year and it didn't work, then odds are, if you continue to have this negative mentality, it's called the self-fulfilling prophecy, where you continue to say why it didn't work, it's not going to work. And so what you have to do is you literally have to stop yourself in the tracks and say, stop. These are the reasons why it can work. You know what? I'm a year older. I'm a year wiser. I have more experience. I might have more money. I might have more free time. You have to start identifying reasons why it will work. We'll continue to say till the cows come home why something isn't right, why something went wrong. But if we can identify the things that go right in our life, that mindset will help propel us as we attempt to achieve these goals that we set forth in having. So listen, like I said, this is going to be short and sweet. Starting next week, we're going to be having guests on, because again, I believe in connecting with others. A goal for me is collaborating more. I want to move past the competition phase. Right. I've been in the competition phase of my life for the last 30 some odd years. And now I'm about collaborating, because there's some dope people out here doing some dope things. And if we can have a conversation around wellness to help propel people forward, and if I'm not offering people opportunities to tell their story so they can reach the people that I know and who are following me in this wellness journey, then I'm being selfish. I'm not doing due diligence in this world. And I'm not fully working in my purpose. So starting next week, we're going to be having guests on, just again, to discuss wellness. Listen, I appreciate you guys for tuning in. Don't forget to hit subscribe. Don't forget to tell a brother, tell a sister. Because again, when we talk about men's wellness, we're talking about wellness for everybody. So you can follow me on Instagram at @PHIL_quantify. You could go to my website, www.quantifyllc.net. I got some dope merch on there, some t-shirts, Black Healing Matters. This is what depression looks like. This is what anxiety looks like. Got hoodies. I got t-shirts. I got Scully. No, I ain't got Scullies. I need to get some Scullies. But again, I appreciate you guys. Peace.